Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the Root's on fire here on Monday. Let's say the 17th of May, 2021. Always do a proof of life to start my shows. You know it's me and it's live, not Memorex. And we start 3 hours of the Wayne Allyn Root Show, Raw and Unfiltered on USA Radio Network. 3 hours of up and down excitement, pedal to the metal, balls to the walls, adrenaline rush. Get ready! Let's go to war! All right, my favorite news stories of the weekend. I brought a couple of them along here. Number one has got to be Fauci. You know what I think of Fauci. I've got two middle fingers, and I use them both towards Fauci. I think he's responsible for tons of misinformation at the very least, and at the very worst, tons of dead people in the United States of America. Every movie he's ever made has been wrong. All the advice he's ever given has been wrong. And quite possibly he's the center of all of it, having helped fund the research into COVID, which then came back at us and destroyed the American economy, destroyed Donald Trump's presidency, and destroyed our country. And killed, God knows, untold numbers of people, although it's not 500,000. The most grossly exaggerated figure in world history, but certainly a couple hundred thousand, but more importantly, he scared millions of people to death. Fauci now admits only half of his agency staff has been vaccinated. I want you to let that set in for a minute. Only half or so of his own agency staff's been vaccinated. He tells you, you've got to be vaccinated. It's life or death. And many of us are going to wait. Many of us do not want to get the vaccine at all. Many of us certainly are very cynical about it. Many of us are very questioning of it. Many of us see people dying from the vaccines. Many of us see people permanently injured from the vaccines. Many of us see people suffering for many days with severe illness from the vaccine. And many of us see people getting COVID after getting vaccinated. So we have a lot of questions before we'd let that thing get near us. Before I'd let you stick that poison in my arm. And before I'd let you go near my children, lots of questions, as any good parent would have, any smart person would have. And yet, his own staff isn't vaccinated. I've seen stories over the weekend that somewhere between a third and half of the military has not taken the vaccine yet. A third to half of paramedics won't take the vaccine. A third to half of police officers will not take the vaccine. And a third to half of Nevadans here in Las Vegas, Nevada, will not take the vaccine. And you wonder why. Because Fauci's own staff, half or so, has not taken the vaccine. I'll get more on that later. Here's another great one. Outrage after social media users discover a CNN freelancer has a series of Hitler-praising tweets. Wow. His name is Adil Raja. And he's a freelance contributor to CNN. He's written dozens of pieces for the outlet. And he wrote in a now-deleted tweet, "The world today needs a Hitler. The only reason I'm supporting Germany in the finals, Hitler was a German, and he did good with those Jews," he wrote during the 2014 FIFA World Cup. "Hail Hitler," he wrote the following day. It's hard to believe that liberals really do love militant Islamists and radical Islam, and crazy Muslim terrorist killers, and people who love Hitler. But that seems to be the entire makeup of the Democrat Party. Very scary. Another big news story, 48 shot, including two police officers, in another weekend in Chicago. One weekend, 48 people shot. Where's Black Lives Matter? How many of the 48 are black? Want to bet all 48? Want to bet every person who shot him is black? I'll bet you all 48 for 48, black on black. As I've said for years, black on black genocide on the streets of Chicago. No Black Lives Matter anywhere in sight. Here's my column that came out yesterday at newspapers around the country through Creator Syndicate, my nationally syndicated newspaper column. But I've changed the title and changed around and added a lot to it. If you heard it on Friday, it's slightly different now. And here it is. The Great Biden Mask Scam of 2021. The real reason Biden allowed us to dump our masks. Liberals who voted for Joe Biden are in shock and disarray. They love their masks. They can't live without their masks. They hide behind their masks. I call it their comfort muzzle. They never wanted to show their faces again. And then the unimaginable happened. Their own hero, the feeble, decrepit, incompetent old man with dementia, a.k.a. Joe Basement Biden, ruined everything. The jig is up. No more masks, outdoors or indoors. Democrats have been abandoned by Basement Biden. No more hiding behind masks. Now they have to wash, bathe, shave, put on makeup, and comb their hair. The homeless look is out. What's a liberal to do? How did this happen? Well, it's all about Jimmy Carter, stupid. Remember the old 70s sitcom, Welcome Back, Carter? It aired on ABC TV from 75 to 79. It was Welcome Back, Carter, but they used to call him Mr. Carter. The president back then was the infamous peanut farmer turned worst president ever, Jimmy Carter. Perfect timing, because 2021 is clearly the new 1976. And the new sitcom is titled Welcome Back, Carter, except add a dash of dementia. It stars Joe Biden as today's hapless, pathetic, destructive Jimmy Carter. Biden and Carter are alike in so many ways it's almost surreal. Both appear to the naked eye as decent human beings. Both portrayed themselves as moderate Democrats. Both turned out to be stumbling, bumbling idiots combined with a desire to destroy America with a radical socialist, Marxist, communist agenda. Both embarrassed the office of the presidency while depressing the American people, and both embraced America Last. The difference is, Joe Biden is a puppet with dementia. It's clear he's not even the president. He's just the front man doing the bidding of evil people who want to destroy American capitalism. People like Barack Obama, Valerie Jarrett, George Soros, the Chinese Communist Party, and the Mexican drug cartels. Look around. America's a dumpster fire. Let us count the ways Biden and his puppeteers have wrecked America from sea to shining sea and across the globe. The borders are open with illegal aliens pouring in by the thousands per day, bringing crime, disease, debt, and disaster for the middle class. Then there's dreaded inflation, a massive wave of stag inflation is clearly coming because of madman Biden's insane levels of spending. Just days ago, the producer price index soared by the most ever. Biden is turning America into a combination of Venezuela, Zimbabwe, and the infamous Weimar Republic. We have hours-long gas lines, and the price of gas is skyrocketing. Sound familiar? Welcome back, Carter. Then we have the massive proposed Biden increases for income taxes, corporate taxes, capital gains taxes, estate taxes. This comes on the heels of the economic disaster of COVID. Small businesses are broke. Half of all restaurants have gone out of business in blue states. This is a surefire recipe for a Biden Great Depression. Only a madman would raise taxes at this moment in time, or a puppet doing the bidding of the enemies of America. Then there's the global dumpster fire. Israel's under missile attack by Hamas. China's bombers are invading Taiwan's airspace. Russia's threatening a war with Ukraine. Iranian gunships are harassing U.S. Navy destroyers. What's a madman with dementia do to deflect from all these tragedies and disasters he's caused in only 100 days? It's time to bring out the WMDs, weapons of mass distraction. That's why only days ago, Biden and the CDC suddenly announced, out of the blue, vaccinated Americans no longer need to wear masks indoors or outdoors. Guess what that means? Because of HIPAA rules, no one can legally ask for your private medical information. So, no one has a right to ask if you've been vaccinated. Therefore, masks are history. Gone. Goodbye. Happy days are here again, with the wave of Biden's magic wand. Yet, only days before, Biden and Dr. Fauci and the CDC all announced that vaccinated Americans absolutely needed to keep wearing masks, even outdoors. Dr. Fauci reported we should keep wearing masks forever during flu season. And then suddenly, voila, no more masks outdoors or indoors. It's all science. Don't you see? It sure is. It's the science of Wag the Dog. It's not science. It's voodoo. It changes minute by minute based on what Democrats and the media need to hide the helpless, feeble old man with dementia, to hide economic ruin, to hide open borders, to hide the murder of the middle class, to hide the death of the American dream. It's all an illusion to keep you distracted, to hide the fact we are living under Jimmy Carter Part 2. It's welcome back Carter, except he had a dash of dementia. That's why Biden suddenly allowed us to dump our masks. This is the great Biden mask scam of 2021. So there's my column coming out, the great Biden mask scam of 2021, the real reason Biden allowed us to dump our masks. I should have said our muzzles, because that's what I think masks are, muzzles. And sure enough, look at the articles I read you to start the show. Fauci admits only half of his agency staff are vaccinated. It's all a big comedy routine. It's Saturday Night Live. Democrats have Hitler-praising tweets from CNN freelance contributors. Come on. Chicago's a dumpster fire. It's run by Democrats for the last 100 years, 48 shot, including two cops in one weekend. And here's a headline. It's Zero Hedge, my favorite business website. How much time left, Chris? You know, I don't hear the music at all. There we go. The mad mob has gone from inflation deniers to believers in a five-year threat. So what this article is about is the vast majority of Wall Street experts didn't believe that inflation was here and they didn't believe it was coming. And suddenly all of them believe inflation is a massive threat. And then we get a headline. Acting ICE director admits Biden administration has limited ability to track illegal immigrants released into the U.S. Oh, boy, am I right. Dumpster fire. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. I love John and Chelsea. The results? People lose fat fast while eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercises. How do I know? Because I just completed my first 88 days on the program, and I've lost 25 pounds of fat. I'm getting hydrated at the cellular level, but don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button at energizedhealth.com. Watch the masterclass. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Join me. 888-444-8895. Mention war and get 40% off. 40%. Go now to energizedhealth.com. 888-444-8895 or energizedhealth.com.
Can you hear that? That is the sound.
No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck.
That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on a...
You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck
is coming for your wallet.
That's what it's coming for. I know.
That's what it's coming for. Listen, this is Billy Girardi, Rockstar Radio. I have the solution. It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you. Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. Get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to trackgrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use them.
Trackgrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's trackgrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
This is Wayne Allyn Root. Never in history has your wealth been in so much peril. The solution is called the Golden Rule. He with the gold rules. Gold and silver are down for the year. That's great news. You know the wisdom, buy low, sell high. But gold won't be down for long. The U.S. dollar is weakening. We've got an unimaginable $28 trillion in debt. Add in $1.9 trillion in stimulus and trillions in infrastructure spending and tens of trillions in a Green New Deal. Gold and silver may be your only salvation. That's where Michael Rich and the Asset Strategies team comes in. They've been my go-to gold guys for 16 years. If you call ASI today, they will get you a 1-ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer. That's right, about 50% less than the standard premium, just $79 over gold while supplies last. Call Asset Strategies today at 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Tell them Moore sent you or go to AssetStrategies.com. Buy gold and you'll keep what's yours.
Raw and unfiltered.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, more with war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. I also was talking about Israel, and the war is going full throttle in Israel. Israel's cleaning out all the Hamas terrorist spots. Israeli warplanes stage more heavy strikes across Gaza City. Israeli warplanes unleashed a new series of heavy airstrikes at several locations in Gaza City hours after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu signaled the fourth war with Gaza's Hamas rulers would rage on. Explosions rocked the city from north to south in the attack that was heavier on a wider area and lasted longer than a series of air raids 24 hours earlier in which 43 Palestinians were killed, the deadliest single attack in the latest round of violence between Israel and Hamas. They're the militant group that rules Gaza. The earlier Israeli airstrikes flattened 3 buildings. The Israeli military said it attacked the homes of 9 Hamas commanders across Gaza. Local media reports that the main coastal road west of the city, security compounds, and open spaces were hit in the latest raids. The power distribution company said airstrikes damaged the line feeding electricity from the only power plant to large parts of southern Gaza City. Netanyahu, in a televised address, said Israel's attacks were continuing at a full force and would take time. Israel wants to levy a heavy price on the Hamas militant group, he said, flanked by his defense minister and political rival, Benny Gantz, in a show of unity. Hamas also pressed on, by the way, launching rockets from civilian areas. And you wonder why Israel bombs civilian areas. Like, we're the bad guys, right? Jews in Israel are the bad guys. I say we because I feel like I'm one of them. I bleed for America and Israel. They shoot rockets from civilian areas. They shoot rockets from buildings with the Associated Press in them. They put human shields around the buildings where they launch their rockets. And then when civilians are killed, they blame Israel. They blame Jews. One rocket slammed into a synagogue, by the way, in the southern city of Ashkelon, hours before evening services for the Jewish holiday of Shavuot. In the Israeli air assault early Sunday, families were buried under piles of cement, rubble, and twisted rebar. Hostilities have repeatedly escalated over the past week, marking the worst fighting in the territory that is home to 2 million Palestinians since Israel and Hamas' devastating 2014 war. But let's get back to this. Acting ICE director admits Biden administration has limited ability to track illegal immigrants released into the U.S. Because that, to me, is the story of the day. The Biden administration is unable to effectively track illegal immigrants released into the United States while they await asylum hearings. Not according to Wayne Root or Donald Trump, but according to the acting director of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, Tay Johnson. In a Thursday appearance for the House Appropriations Committee, Johnson admitted to Congressman Ashley Hinson, Republican Iowa, there are some gaps in the government's ability to track released illegals, adding, for individuals that are just released with a notification to report to ICE or to show up in court, our ability to track those folks closely is much more limited. He then acknowledged that ICE is unable to tell Iowa, or any state for that matter, how many illegal immigrants are residing in the state or have been released into the country in general. During the hearing, Johnson defended the Biden administration's decision to maintain several Trump-era policies, including Title 42 rule, which requires the Department of Health and Human Services to give immigrants and medical examinations before they're released to the United States. Over 650,000 migrants have been expelled under Title 42 since its inception in March 2020. ICE is concerned that the loss of Title 42 could create additional pressure on our immigration system, calling the rule critical, Johnson did, to maintaining social distance in border facilities. So basically, even though they've let almost everybody in and they've let all the kids in and all the women with pregnant women with babies on the way to destroy our country's future, they still don't let in everyone because of this thing put in by Trump, Title 42. But as soon as they get rid of that, everybody comes in. The whole world comes in. And you know that's next. But in the meantime, anybody they let in, they cannot track them. And, well, I was going to give you one more story before we head to break, but you know what? I've run out of time. Let's give you the phone number, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. Let's get your calls. We've got some guests coming up. We'll take some calls, 833-WAR-TALK. And I want to mention the sponsor of this segment of the show is my podcast. If you love my show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw by Wayne Allyn. War Raw. 7 days a week. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, tax cuts, and Trump will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Where do you get it? Available to download anywhere where you download podcasts. iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, Amazon. Wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw by Wayne Allyn Root is there. We'll see you back here in a second. Great guests coming up. As well as your calls. 833-WAR-TALK. My email, WayneRoot@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. WayneRoot@gmail.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
War now! USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is cheering the pending distribution of direct payments to families under the child tax credit.
I'm announcing today that on July 15th and the 15th of every month thereafter throughout the year, you will get deposited in your bank account half of your tax cut at least. $250 per child each month.
Speaking at the White House, Biden saying it will give families a break. Roughly 39 million families will start receiving monthly child tax credit payments in mid-July. The Supreme Court unanimously rejected Biden administration arguments in a case from Rhode Island that police should be allowed to enter homes without warrants to seize handguns. The case came before the High Court as President Biden and congressional Democrats are pressing for aggressive new restrictions on Second Amendment gun ownership rights, including controversial red flag laws. This is USA Radio News.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and...
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Wayne Allen Root raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Roots. Before I get to my esteemed guest, Brigitte Gabrielle, we have one of our great set. Together, it's like dynamite. And so that segment's coming up in just a second. Energy Squared, I call it. Until I get to that segment, I want to mention the sponsor of this segment of the show. And I keep warning everybody, gold, 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 silver, 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 because the country is on the verge of collapse. And the economy is on the verge of collapse. And stagflation is coming. It's going to be like the Weimar Republic. And gold is literally insurance, disaster insurance, you know, stagflation insurance. If bad things are going to happen, you want to own gold. And I keep telling everybody that, and it kept going sideways and even down a little bit. And then it exploded for a while, and then it went sideways and down a little bit, and today it exploded again. Gold was up dramatically today. I think it was up about $30 an ounce, but I see they don't list at CNBC how much it went up. They just list the percentage. Went up 1.3% today to $1,866 per ounce. And so it was a monster day up for gold, and it seems to be, finally, everybody admits that gold is the answer. The title is Gold Scales 3.5 Month Peak, so it's the highest it's been in 3.5 months. And it's the time to buy is now. You got to get in now. It's still relatively low for the year, you know, since last year's highs of over 2,000. I think it was over 2,100 last year, if my memory serves me. And now it's at 1,800 and change. Buy low, sell high. That's the golden rule. He with the gold rules. And Michael Rich and Asset Strategies are the team to buy it from. They're my go-to guys for the last 16 years. They're the official precious metals dealers of the Wayne Allen Root Show. If you call ASI today, they'll get you a 1 ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer, about 50% less than the standard premium anyone else will give you, while supplies last, or anything else you want in the gold world, gold, silver, any kind of coin you choose, any denomination, or rare coins, anything you want, best price in the world when you mention Wayne Allen Root. Call Asset Strategies today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. VIP carpet, red carpet rolled out. Or go to assetstrategies.com. 800-831-0007. Every single one of you can hear my voice. Owes it to yourself to buy gold now. Before it's too late. Before this disaster envelops this country and we become Venezuela meets Zimbabwe meets the Weimar Republic. Asset Strategies, ASI. Brigitte Gabrielle is with us. I always say Energy Squared. Her and I together. National Security Analyst, Chairman of ActForAmerica.org, New York Times bestselling author. Her latest book is Rise. I always recommend contributing to ActForAmerica.org. Brigitte, welcome to the Wayne Allen Root Show.
Thank you, my friend. I'm delighted to be with you.
So, you're always the perfect guest for any topic because I love the energy that you bring and the excitement and the enthusiasm, just like me, always enthusiastic. But when the topic is the Middle East, you really are the perfect, perfect guest. You know so much about the Middle East. You were born there. You're from there. You understand the mindset, I think, of both Israel and the bad guys on the other side, which are radical Islamists like Hamas, like Hezbollah. And we now have a conflict between Israel and Hamas. And it sure appears to me that Israel is not caring about what the world thinks or what Biden thinks, and they are just going balls to the walls, all out, to clear out Hamas, just destroy them throughout Palestine this time. And Biden and the Democrats are not on their side. We know that. They don't care. They're going for it. That's what it appears to me.
That's exactly what they're doing, and they should not care, Wayne. I mean, look, it's their lives on the line. They are living in bomb shelters. Half the country is living in bomb shelters. It's raining rockets on them. No other country in the world will tolerate this. If we were in the same situation, we would demolish Gaza. We would demolish it. We will not accept. Can you imagine any city USA where your citizens are living in their bomb shelters, where rockets are raining indiscriminately over your city? They're not bombing military facilities. They're bombing civilians with the intention to kill, because Hamas's hatred towards the Jews is not about occupied territories. It's not about territory. It is about exterminating the Jews and eliminating them from the Middle East. And as long as there is one Jew alive, it doesn't matter how much Israel retreats away from the territories, whether Israel right now gives Hamas, Gaza, and the West Bank, the Islamists, the Palestinians want to eradicate the Jews, every single last one, out of the Middle East. And that is their end goal, which, by the way, is stated clearly in the Hamas charter. And this is why Israel has to defend itself, and they are doing the right thing, and forget the world, because no matter what Israel does, the world is going to condemn Israel regardless. And so they have to do what they have to do.
Right. Well, you say it's stated clearly in the Hamas charter, but I think it's stated clearly in the Quran. I mean, the Quran gives you the right to either kill or enslave anybody who will not convert to Islam. And obviously, Jews are not going to convert to Islam, so that gives them carte blanche to kill, to burn, to rape, to enslave, to do any, to victimize, to torture, anything a Muslim wants to do to someone who won't become a Muslim. That is what the Quran says. Am I right?
Absolutely. And not only that, the Jews are the number one enemy of Islam. Actually, Prophet Muhammad, on his deathbed, his last wish was to fight the Jews and kill him. There's a verse in the Quran that says that Jews will hide behind the stones, and the stones will cry out, "There's a Jew behind me, come and kill him." These were the last words, the last verses from Prophet Muhammad himself, from the words of the Prophet, from the mouth of the Prophet. So this is not ISIS talking. This is not Al-Qaeda talking. So the Jew hatred and anti-Semitism in the Quran is basically from the inception of Islam. And that's why the Hamas in particular, and the more radicalized Islamists are, the more they want to eradicate the Jew. If you kill a Jew, you go straight to heaven and you sit on the right side of Allah. So killing a Jew is actually a good thing, because, and if you become a shaheed, if you become a martyr while you are killing Jews, you not only go to heaven and you get 72 virgins, but you can pray, you can intercede for, like, I think the first immediate 17 or 75 or something like that members of your immediate family to go directly to heaven as a shaheed praying for Allah. So it is in their Quran. It is very dangerous, the situation there. But now the difference, Wayne, is they are emboldened, because this would have never happened under President Trump. But because they know that Biden will not do anything. It's what started as a testing point for Biden ended up with, they know that Biden is not going to do anything. Iran is funding Hamas. Iran is funding all the bad actors in the Middle East, because Iran wants to create hegemony in the Middle East. So they are working with Hamas, even though Hamas is Sunni, but is in their best interest, because they want to wipe Israel off the map. It is in their best interest to create allies and agents surrounding the Israeli border from all sides, in order for them to destroy Israel. And that's what they are aiming for. And that's why we are seeing at the same time escalation from northern Israel, with Hezbollah launching rockets into Israel. So what Iran is planning on doing, what it looks like, is exactly what they did back in 2006. Remember when they attacked Israel from both sides? Hezbollah from northern Israel, Hamas from southern Israel, by kidnapping Israeli soldiers from both sides. And that's what started the all-out war in 2006. So what Iran is planning on doing right now is basically dragging Israel with a confrontation on both sides, the north and the south, to create war in the Middle East this summer.
I think the Muslims are very mixed up, because I heard it wasn't 72 virgins. It's 72 Virginians. It's George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, James Madison, and Benjamin Franklin waiting to kick their terrorist ass. That's what I heard is waiting for them. So we'll see when they get there how they feel about that mistake. But, the really interesting thing that came out of the weekend, Brigitte, is that the Associated Press paid rent to Hamas for office space. So when Israel attacked the building, it was the building with the terrorists in it, but it was also the building with the Associated Press in it, and they screamed, foul, you can't do that. You're attacking the media. No, they weren't. They were attacking a terrorist headquarters, and the media knew it was a terrorist headquarters and paid rent to Hamas.
Exactly, because look, remember, Hamas runs everything in Gaza. I mean, Hamas is the government in Gaza. And that's why when we started seeing at the beginning of last week, when we started seeing the numbers of the casualties come out, you know, from the Gaza Ministry of Health. Well, the Gaza Ministry of Health is an arm of Hamas. So, you know, when we think in the United States, you know, the Ministry of Health or the Ministry of whatever, Justice, you know, we're thinking like in our modern democratic, legal, everything under the law, type, you know, structure. This is not the case in Gaza. They are literally, everything is an arm of Hamas. The whole thing is a terrorist infrastructure. So, of course, the Reuters and the Associated Press are renting from Hamas because Hamas controls everything. They own everything, especially the thugs who are in control. It's like mafia over there. But what is so concerning is now it has spread to cities across Israel, nationwide, with the Arab Israelis raising against the Jews, and that's a new element that Israel did not deal with before.
Well, what they're dealing with now is the same thing that Taiwan is dealing with and Ukraine is dealing with, and all of our friends and allies are dealing with against our enemies. They all know that Biden is a weak, old, feeble man with dementia, and he's not going to be attacking back because he doesn't have anyone's back. That's what's going on. This is all about Biden, weak-willed Biden. Brigitte Gabriel, National Security Analyst, Chairman, ActForAmerica.org, ActForAmerica.org, New York Times bestselling author, contribute, ActForAmerica.org. Thank you, Brigitte.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders, and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of Sons of Liberty CBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about Sons of Liberty CBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for Revive Health. Revive is an inexpensive alternative or supplement to traditional health care. It's perfect for independent contractors, gig workers, and small business owners. What you need is flexibility, portability, affordability, and ease of access. You also need convenient care that you can get anywhere. That's what Revive is. Affordable, flexible, portable, fast, simple, health care anywhere. Revive treats you like you are the CEO of your own Fortune 500 company. Usually, you can only get access to a product like this if you work for a big company with thousands of employees. You'll have instant access to an online marketplace where you can literally save hundreds of dollars on things you need, and you don't have to pay higher rates for things you don't. The cost is, get this, only $59 a month to join. There are no copays. You'll also save hundreds of dollars on medications. There's no waiting. You don't need to waste time at doctor's offices. You can meet with high-quality telemedicine doctors or medical professionals quickly and from the comfort of your home. Sign up today at revive-healthcare.com. Revive-healthcare.com.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Hi, I'm I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Raw and unfiltered.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Liberty Health Share is the sponsor of this segment of the show. They offer affordable health care starting as low as $199 per month. I found Liberty Health Share 6 years ago when they became the sponsor of my very first local radio show. And I joined them because I wouldn't recommend something to my clients if I don't do it myself. I gave up my health insurance with Aetna, and I joined Liberty. I was scared to death, and I did it because I have 4 kids, and it was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no networks. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. They have credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. And they've sure got credibility with me. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $120,000 since I joined. Could you use an extra $120,000? Think about that for a minute. They don't ask your income. Nobody does. Insurance companies don't. Christian Health Sharing does this. They don't know my income. So that means you would have saved the same $120,000 that I've saved. Could you use an extra $120,000? That's the minimum I saved based on the price of Aetna health insurance 6 years ago when I left them. But you know it would be dramatically more now. So maybe I've saved $150,000. Maybe I've saved $180,000. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, 855-58-LIBERTY. So here's the interesting story I wanted to read to all of you. California National Guard members received an unusual order at the onset of the coronavirus pandemic in March of 2020. March of last year. They expected directives from Sacramento headquarters. That is the seat of California government. That is Governor Gruesome Newsom. From Sacramento headquarters to make preparations for any civil unrest that might arise over stay-at-home rules. But instead of an order to get the ground troops ready to help state and local authorities, in other words, the National Guard, the air branch of the Guard was told to place an F-15C fighter jet on alert status for possible domestic mission. Four sources from the Guard with direct knowledge of the matter told the Los Angeles Times that the order did not spell out the mission. But given the aircraft's limitations, they understood it to mean the plane would be deployed to terrify and disperse protesters by flying low over them at window-rattling speeds with its afterburner streaming columns of flames. They know the drill. Fighter jets have been used occasionally in that manner in combat zones in Iraq and Afghanistan, said the sources who spoke on condition of anonymity because they feared retaliation from their superiors. Deploying an F-15C, an air-to-air combat jet based at the Guard's 144th Fighter Wing in Fresno to frighten demonstrators would have been an inappropriate use of military against U.S. civilians. One military source said it would have been a completely illegal order that would have disgraced the military. It could look like we're threatening civilians. According to sources, the directives from Guard headquarters made their way down orally or in text messages rather than informal written orders, which is unusual, and heightened their concerns that the jet would be used inappropriately. Major General David Baldwin, who leads the California National Guard, did not respond to interview requests. What a surprise. A spokesman for Baldwin, Lieutenant Colonel Jonathan Shiroma, denied that the F-15C was placed on alert status for potential response to civil disturbances. Shirona noted that assigning jets at the 144th Wing to respond to civil unrest would have required the approval of 1st Air Force, which oversees the air defense of the continental United States, for the North American Aerospace Defense Command. He released a list of aircraft that were postured to support any potential civil unrest missions. It included two planes, but no fighter jets. As the head of the California National Guard, Baldwin reports directly to Governor Gavin Newsom. So this is an interesting story, and it was from the L.A. Times. The F-15C can hit supersonic speeds and fire air-to-air missiles and is outfitted with 20-millimeter cannons. Wow. Costs about $25,000 per flight to operate. So, interesting story. And Army Lieutenant Colonel Christian Mitchell, a Pentagon spokesman, said deploying the jet for dispersing crowds would not be an appropriate use of the F-15. You know, that's exactly what Newsom had in mind. Stop the bullspit. Stop lying. You all know that's exactly what goes on. That's what he was thinking. He wanted to go to war with the American people. Here is an email that came in from one of my fans. I always tell you, love to hear from you, WayneRoot@gmail.com. WayneRoot@gmail.com. This one is from Richard. He says, "Hey, Wayne, filled my truck up." This is a Vegas guy. "At Smith's off Windmill and Eastern." Those are two avenues in Vegas. "Almost $90 to fill up my trunk. My gas tank of my truck. President Trump was right when he warned us about the repercussions if Joe Biden got elected. He was right on the money, and this administration is just getting started. God help us." That note is from Richard. Joe, my good friend Joe, said, "Wayne, no surprise, mainstream media already spinning the L.A. fire into a story about climate change, but it was set by an arsonist. They'll just keep selling the same message over and over while ignoring the arsonist part of the equation to feed their narrative and agenda." Here's the article. "Climate change may be causing an early start to fire season." No, it was an arsonist. It's not climate change. Isn't that amazing? More when we get back. I'll have a lot to say. Wayne on the Root.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Details.